Greg Likens here for Dolphins.com, and in case you missed it, the Dolphins resumed training camp today. After a day off yesterday, they got back out on the field in full pads for nearly 3 hours with a heavy focus on the red zone. And offensive coordinator Bill Lazor addressed the media today, talking about his specific expectations for the quarterback position.
Well, at the quarterback spot, it's a couple things. Number one, it's accuracy. Number two, it's decision making. And then I think after that, you got to have a certain level of toughness. You know, you got to be able to stand in there. It's not easy. And there's no way to prepare for it until you come out to these practices. And it's not 100% live, but you're standing in the middle of the pocket and things are happening around you and you can't see everything. You just got to work it every single day. So you take a guy like Ryan, you know, we try to start practicing individual on air. You get with the receivers and you go 7-on-7. You finish with passing and team. You just got to put it together. And you're going to make mistakes and you're going to have good plays and then you learn from it. You know, there's... Usually you come out of practice and it's some good and some bad. A wise coach told me once, there's no bad as long as we learn from it. And so that's where we are.
Entering the 2014 season, the Dolphins haven't been viewed very favorably in many of the national previews or power rankings. However, Mike Wallace says the team isn't concerned about that, more concerned about winning for themselves.
Honestly, it's going to be exciting just to get out there and win for ourselves. You know, the hell with everybody else. They're not out here in this heat with us. I really don't care. But it's just going to be fun just for my teammates because I know we have the team to do it and we have the guys to do it and the character to do it. We just have to put it all together. So when we stick it to them, it's not for people who say we can't. It's for ourselves because we out here damn near about to die in the sun every day, you know. So when you out here like that, you want to do well for your teammates, for the next man who's putting it on the line every single day. So not for Ryder. I really don't care.
With this being his third training camp with the Dolphins, head coach Joe Philbin has evolved and decided to take a more hands-on approach to communication with the players.
I think I have a better rapport, chemistry with the players on the ball club. I've spent more time communicating with them in a one-on-one manner and in team meetings. You know, I've been doing the bed check every single night at the hotel and just knocking on their doors and, you know, making sure they're okay and, you know, busting their chops a little bit if they're awake. Speaking of Thigpen, he has some wild parties. I mean, this guy's asleep. I mean, he hasn't even moved every time we knock on the door. But, I think we're all more on the same page. I think I've done a better job outlining the expectations. And, you know, but obviously the proof's in the pudding. We'll see.
Today's work was the first of 5 practice days in a row for the Dolphins, meaning they'll be back on the field tomorrow at 8 a.m. in Davie. For the latest news, information, and all the video, check out Dolphins.com.